This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Feminism basically relies on the injustice and wrongdoing against women in the society. And in this matter, certainly, we don't disagree with feminism. This actually is that part of feminism which certainly we believe it should be considered and it should be studied, and certainly no doubt women have been wronged and they're continuously being wronged. You know, I keep receiving so many information, you know, everywhere in this, even in this country, so many times, again and again, it keeps coming that how much injustice and wrongdoing against women is there. So when somebody brings this slogan, people, you know, listen, to those people, and that's why there is now also Islamic feminism. So there are many Muslim women, they have become feminist because of that reason. But the solution that they bring, their solution is not Islamic. Summary of the solution basically is that women should become like men. Simple matter. Because men are respected and women are respected. To give the same rights, same position as men have, the women will be respected. Men have power, that's why they're respected. Women get power, they'll be respected. Men have money, they provide the means of money for women, they also be respected. Men are independent, women become independent, they'll be respected. Make the women same way as the men. So then the problem will be solved. So this is actually something, they teach, and many people become convinced, many women become convinced actually, this is the right way that, if women also become equal to the men, then all the problems are solved. If this is the case really, this solution is there, how much danger the solution is, many people don't realize, and that's why actually I wrote my book. But before I bring my criticism against this solution, one thing keep in mind always, that whenever a problem happens to society, any society, when a problem happens, if you don't solve the problem in the light of the Quran Sunnah, what will happen? Then people will find solution from somewhere else. People can't live with the problem. Allah should not make the nature of the human being to live with the problem. Nature really is to solve the problem. Everybody's nature. People are not born to live with the problem. People really are born to find solution for the problem. That Allah has made, if you have difficulty, certainly you have to be patient, but you have to keep thinking how to solve your problem. So if the women are oppressed, they are being wronged, injustice is there against them in the society, and Muslims don't offer any solution from the Quran Sunnah, so what will happen? Do you think really they will remain like that? No. If somebody else, if they find solution somewhere else, not from the Quran Sunnah, they will look for that. Everybody wants to solve their problem. They will do, easily. This is what many Muslims don't understand really. They think, women should not do this because these women, they are not right, the feminist women, and this and that. It's not going to help. The reason, because these women, you don't know how much they are wronged. And I tell the people really, the conditions in which many Muslim women live, if you make Muslim men to live in their condition for 1 month, they will become mad. Then they will find a solution. Many people say that, if the women are not divorced by their husband, and they want to have khula, and men are not ready to do khula, then women have no solution except to go to Sharia court, and if Sharia court also does not listen to them, they have no solution. They can't go to non-Muslim court because that's not allowed. This is what you do. And the same hand, when Muslims are saying, and the argument is because the Quran said, Allah will never make any sabil, any way for the kafir over the Muslim mu'min. So, how can women go to non-Muslim court? You do this. But when the problem happened to the men, what they do? They go to the same court from which they forbid the women. If somebody takes your house, do you go to Sharia court or you go to British court, secular court? You go to actually even Deoband. In Deoband, fighting happened between two groups that who is going to take over Deoband. What they did? Did they go to Sharia court? Did they appoint a Muslim group, scholars who can judge among them? They went to Indian court. And it remained. Actually, until now, I think the case is still there. Nearly 30, 40 years still they're fighting in non-Muslim court. If you do this thing, tell me really, how women are going to listen to you? Isn't it hypocrisy? It is inconsistency. So first thing, before I criticize feminism, I really criticize our own attitude. Our own attitude is not to solve the problem. If we don't want to solve the problem, problem will remain, and it will be really so much, time will come when you have no hope to solve the problem. Because other people will come and they solve the problem, the solution will be dominant. So feminism is offering a solution, and we don't have a solution. Even if that solution is wrong, it still it will work because it is solution. It is weak solution, wrong solution is always better than no solution. Everybody knows this thing. If I have a problem and my family does not offer any solution, somebody brings a hope. Even if that hope actually is very bad, not very good solution, but at least some promise, freedom, I will go for that because I want to solve my problem. We Muslims don't make effort to solve the problem. Only thing we do, when somebody else comes to solve the problem, we say, no, don't listen to that person. He's a kafir and a believer and this and that. So this is not going to happen. This is not the right thing, really. So first thing I would like to say, people, Muslims should make effort to solve the problem of their women and free them from many of those injustice and wrongdoings that are happening. Second thing which actually I did in my book is really that, our concern, not only Muslim women, our concern are all the women. So then I advise really, these women, feminist women who are not Muslim, that the solution that you are bringing is really harming you. It actually goes against the cause that you are, the solution that you are presenting, it basically will make life much more difficult, much more problem to the whole society. The problem really is not to make women equal to the men. This is not going to solve the problem. It will actually create more problem because women and men, they are different. If you make them equal, it will create more problem. What problem will happen? One example I can give. The problem will happen if you say women should have the same right as the men. Now a woman works, in any place, like in any company, anywhere she works, like in Tesco somewhere. She is pregnant. She said to her boss that I'm pregnant, I need some more, concession or something. If actually he accepts the argument of feminism, he will say simply, it is your problem. I don't make restriction. I am giving you same right as the men. Men have these holidays, you get the same holiday. You're being pregnant. Pregnant is your problem. We want to make men and women equal. Then, this equality, he will do this. Then you become mother. You need some death for your child. You come to your boss. He will say, no, being a mother is your problem. We treat men and women equally. It is your problem. You go and solve. But we actually treat men and women equally. Tell me what will happen. And when they insist more, they will not go to appoint the women because they will see really that having women is more problem for us. So when you actually come with the idea of equality, it is going to hurt the women. Women will be deprived of the jobs. Women will have more problems. Being a mother will become a defect. And now it happened really. People don't think being a mother is a virtue. Now in the society, being a mother is a defect. Women don't want to be mother. And when they become mother, they don't want to get rid of this problem as soon as possible. Motherhood was a virtue. Now because of this feminism, it has become something a defect for the society. Then what is solution? If solution is not equality, what solution is? Solution is fairness. People should be treated fairly. Mother should be treated fairly as being mother, and father should be treated fairly as being father. Fairness is the solution. Equality is not a solution. Leave the women. All the men are equal. But aren't men also wrong? In the world, there are so many men who are wrong. So being a man does not help them. The real problem is actually equality, then at least men are equal to the men anyway. So why there is so much injustice against the men? The real problem of the society is not equality, the inequality. The real problem is, people are not fair. Fairness is the only solution for the society. People should be fair. If your child is 10 years old, you should be fair to him and buy for him a cloth of his size. If he's 15 years old, be fair and buy clothes for him of his size. You can't say, no, I treat my son, both sons equally. I'm going to buy clothes for them equal. None of them will be happy. None of them are not going to make anybody happy. Equality is not a solution. Equality is not actually for a man. It is not the virtue. Virtue is not equality. Virtue is fairness. That what we need to. This summary of the main argument that we want to. The real thing really is Muslim men and women both, they should come forward and they should say really teaching of a religion is to be fair. Fairness is fairness to the men, fairness to the women, fairness to the poor, fairness to the rich people, fairness to everybody in the society. That's what teach. Once you bring the fairness and you don't actually prefer one part of society over other, you will see what will happen. It will change. But at the moment, Muslim societies, they are not fair. Unless you bring fairness to the society, you can't solve the problem. Muslims really have got solution, but they don't want to learn their solution and they don't want to implement it. We Muslims, if we do this, none Muslim women, they will find attraction to Islam. They will see in Islam, being a mother is a virtue. Muslims love mother. They treat them fairly. They will see being a wife in Islam is a virtue. You know, wives are actually respected in Islam. Being a daughter is a virtue. Muslim mikad, you know, is the reward of the Prophet. If people, you know, raise two daughters or three daughters, they get paradise, and me and them like so close. Muslim respect daughters so much. If you treat fairly, Islam will become attraction. People come. But the problem really is we Muslims don't make effort to learn what fairness means. And if we know something, we even are not ready to treat women fairly. And I mentioned one story. Once I was in Manchester, one of my friend, he came and he said, he's actually my student, he said to me, I got a problem in my family with my wife. So if you can advise me. So I said, okay, explain to me your problem. So he mentioned the problem between him and his wife in detail. So I said to him, but what you mentioned to me in this matter, your wife is more right. She's the one who right, you are the one who wrong. He said, I knew that you were going to say this, but you know, I'm right, I can't do that. It's impossible for me. So tell me, this is attitude. He knows what is fair treatment. He does not want to do. So tell me, can you solve the problem? Don't you think Muslim women will go to those people who are offer any solution? Because you know the solution. You know what fairness means. And your teacher also said this is the fairness. Still, you are not ready to accept the fairness. You know, fairness not always will be what you desire. Fairness always will be against your desire. That way, Islam is, you have to sacrifice. You know really that if I be fair with my wife, it will harm my desire. But you have to do because fairness is command of Allah. If you think fairness will be something which you desire, it never can happen. Society never can be run on the desire. They must be run on the command of Allah. On the fair. Allah commands, I should be fair. Whether I like or don't like, doesn't matter really. I should be fair. But if you want to find a solution which fulfills your desire, that solution does not exist on the face of the earth. Simple matter.